Anyway, we're in Daf Tzadi Gimel tonight. So yesterday we mentioned about having like two fields that are contiguous with one another, one larger, one smaller. And we said that based on halacha that if the larger one is planted with gefanim, the larger one predominates. So it's as if everything is planted with gefen, with vines. And then the smaller one can't be planted with greens because the larger one has been planted with gefen. And even in the smaller one, even if they're a distance from 4 amot away, it still can't be done. It's like kipitcha shel gedola. It's like the entrance way of the gedola. So Abaye said, if that's the case, we find a mechitza le'isur. We see where a mechitza has been placed in, and it yields prohibition, a greater prohibition. So on Tzadi Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara says on the fourth line. So Abaye says that seems somewhat strange. You see a mechitza for Isur. So on the fourth line on Tzadi Gimel Amud Aleph, 93a, the fourth line. So Amalei Rabba Bar Rav Chanan La Abaye, V'lo Matzina mechitza le'isur. Don't we ever find a mechitza le'isur? I'll give you another example. V'hatanya, we learn in the Braisa, Bayit Shechetzio Makora. If I have a structure which is half covered over, like half roofed over, the chetzio makura, and half is not roofed over, he says gifanim kan, and you have the vines are planted under the roofed over portion. He says mutar lezroa kan, you're allowed to plant greens in the other one, and this is an example of pitikra yorid besotem. The edge of the roof comes down and creates a mechitza. So it's as if there's a wall. So it's like planting on either side of the wall. V'ilu hishvad kiruyo asur, but if a person then would roof over the entire area. Let me see if I can get something for you. What's this? One second. Let me close this. One second. Give me one second. Let me look for a nice picture for you. All right. Now we'll do it. One second. Here we go. Okay, so here you see, let me see the waiting room, Bob Zausmer and Malka. Okay, so they're okay. So here we have the vines and it's roofed over, so I can plant the greens here because P. tikri was so tame. But once I roof over everything, so here, in other words, with the mechitza, I can plant up until the dotted line. I can plant right there, but if I extend it, then I have to be a distance of dalet amot away because I don't have the pitikra yored there. Now the Gemara takes it extending the roof. We're viewing the roof as like a type of mechitza. So if I extend the roof, I end up with a greater chumrah. That's the way it's coming out. In other words, if I extend the roof, now I have to be 4 amot away because I don't. In other words, if there's a partition, I can plant on either side of the partition. Once I extend the roof, I can't. So that's another example. So Amar Lei Hatam Siluk Mechitzar Hu. He says that's not creating a mechitza. That's removing a mechitza because in essence you're removing the barrier between the two. So that's not a kasha against the Baye. All right. Any questions on what we just did? Everybody good? Everybody good? All right. Nice to see everybody. Robert and Odade and Malka. Nice to have all of you. Okay. Let me go back. Okay, so now we're back in the Gemara on lines 7 or 8 on Tzadi Gimel 93a. So it says Shalach le Rava la Abaye biyad Rav Shemaya bar Zeira. So Rava sent the following question to Abaye with Rav Shemaya bar Zeira. He's the one who's conveying it. He says V'lo matzina mechitza le'isur. In other words, Abaye was saying having a mechitza for Isur, that sounds so unusual. So they're trying to give other examples. It's not so unusual. We see other cases like this. He says you don't find this. Vahatanya. Now, with this, you have to be a little bit patient. Okay. Vahatanya. Let me see. Let me get another picture for all of you. One second. Let me see if I can do this. All right. This will have to do with it. All right. All right. All right, we'll do the best we can with this. All right, so he says, "Yesh b'mechitzot hakerem lahakel lahachmir." By mechitzot, by partitions with a vineyard, can lead to a kula or a chumra. He says, "Ketzad If a vineyard is planted up until a partition, so let's say I have a fence, and the vineyard is planted to the fence, he says, Zoream ikar machitza ve'elach. So on the other side of the fence, I can plant whatever I want. In other words, everything goes flush with the fence. She'ilu ein shem machitza marchik arba amud v'zoreya. If there was no machitza, you'd have to leave the vineyard from the plantings 4 amud away from one another. V'zo machitza rekerem lahakel. That's an example where the machitza leads to a kula. That's not the part that interests us, but that's the machitza for kula. Ulahachmir keitzad. What's the case where machitza leads to a chumra? This is the part that does interest us. He says, I am a shuchman a kotel yud alef ama. If the vineyard, now here's a kotel, I have a wall. There's a wall around the vineyard. So if there's a wall around the vineyard and it's 11 amot, lo yavi zera l'sham. So in other words, it's going to come out, I need this. I'll try to. See, this has got the picture, but the picture here is already in the first thing. 49. It's a picture 49. 143. One second. Let me get my book out. Let me see. I just want to get a nice picture for everybody. Let me see if I can find it. So, 49. I don't know if he means 49 in the first parak or he means 49 in life. One second. Let me see.
This is picture 57.
One second. 49. Which is for picture 47 here? Yeah, I mean
57. On the 57. One with
Amitai. Yeah. All right. I think everybody's. It's going to take me so long to find these pictures. I think everybody's going to have to imagine it. Anyway, the idea is that if there's a wall around a vineyard. And then there's only a sort of like a belt that goes around the vineyard, like a blank belt. If the blank belt is only 11 amot, so let's see back in the Gemara. He says, so you can't plant anywhere in that belt. He says, if there wouldn't be a wall there, so I would just have to distance myself dalet amot. Vizohi mechisera kerem lahachmir. That's an example of mechisera kerem lahachmir. Let me see if he's got a picture here. No, here he doesn't have the pictures. All right, one second. He says, Meshavan Kotel, 49, 43, one foot in the parakal. All right, one second. Let me just see if he's, is it 49 here? One second. Oh, yeah. Okay. So here's the vineyard. And this has got to be a wall. Kotel, I think it was like a stone wall. So we'll see in a minute that you have to leave like a belt around in order to plant there. We'll see in a minute. In other words, we don't know this yet. It's going to be elaborated more in the Mishnah. I need 4 amot away from the vineyards because you need 4 amot to work the vineyards. Then I need 4 amot away from the wall because we're afraid that I'll undermine the wall by working in there. So then if I have a strip that's 4 amot, then I can plant in it. But if it's less than 12 amot, I can't plant here. That's the basic idea. So he's saying, this he's giving an example where I have a machitza, I have a more stringent situation without a machitza. Without a machitza, I just a distance of 4 amot away. With a machitza, so I need a distance of 12 amot away in order to be able to plant anything. Anything less than that, I can't plant. Okay, just 1 minute, and let me just do a few more lines. So that's what he's saying to Abayi. So Abayi is like so shocked. Where do we ever have a machitza that creates a chumra? Here's another example where a machitza creates a chumra. So on the second wide line on Sadi Gimel and Aleph, so Abayi received this question. And this question was by Rava, but he got it from Rav Shmaya Bar Zeira. So Amar Lai, so Abayi said, "Latamech otrin matnitin." In other words, I have an answer to your question, but why are you asking me from the Braisa? You should ask from the Mishnah. The Mishnah is more authoritative, and we have a Mishnah in Masechet Kilayim. Ditnan korcha kerem. Korcha kerem is when you have a blank spot in the middle of the kerem. Let me see, we have one here. This he doesn't have it here. One second. All right, let me look for another picture for everybody. One second. Korchana Karim. Let me see if I can find picture. One second. Timothy Gimmel. Okay, he's got pictures 15 and 16 in the first parak. All right, let's see if we can. All right, let's remember. So right now we're on page 209. Let's see. All right, while this is coming down, it's got to download for a minute. Okay. We had this on Daf Gimel in the Masechta. That's why it's all here. Okay, so here we have a vineyard. In the middle of the vineyard, I have a blank spot, a clearing in the middle of the vineyard. So now he's going to explain. So let's go back into the Mishnah. So again, this Mishnah is Masechet Kilayim. Didnan Korchad Akerem Beit Shammai Rim Chaf Dalet Amo. Beit Shammai says, in order to plant in this middle area, it has to be 24 amot by 24 amot. Behilom Rim Sheshesre Amo. And Behilo holds it has to be 16 amo. So this really isn't the halacha that we need at all, but the 24 amot, according to Beit Shammai, I need the planting area has to be 16 amot by 16 amot, according to Beit Shammai. In other words, according to Beit Shammai, the strip to plant has to be 8 amot. And so I need 8 amot for each side. He doesn't see here, it's not so clear, but let me see the other one. Maybe I have a better one. All right. Anyway, so let me go back to this. Anyway, so the point is, according to Beit Shammai, I need for the planting area, I need 16 amot. 16 amot is, I need 8 amma. In other words, I need a chashuv place that's distinct from the vineyard. So the vineyard is on all sides. It's on here, and he's got it like around it, but it could be like forward and rear. So I need 8 amot and 8 amot, 16 amot, and then I need 4 amot and 4 amot to get around and take care of the vineyard. So I need an area in order to be able to plant and have an area that's distinct from the vineyard. I need an area of 24 amot. That's 16 plus 8 is 24. Vilmrim Tetzayin Amot. Beit Hillel says 16 amot because Beit Hillel holds I need 4 amot and 4 amot for a planting area, which is 8 amot, and another 8, 4 and 4 to go around and take care of the vineyard. He says, but here's the part that we need. Machol HaKerem. Machol HaKerem is the belt that's around the kerem. And here, if you look in this picture, here's Machol HaKerem. This is the part we're interested in. Here I have, I'm going to say, a stone wall. And here's Machol HaKerem. He's going to say, I need 4 amot to take care of the vineyard, you know, with work and to take things, plows around, things like that. Then I need 4 amot near the wall. I don't want to disturb the integrity of the wall. And then I need 4 amot in the middle. That'll be to till. If this is less than 4 amot, it's not chashuv, and then becomes batel, the gabei akerem. So back in the Mishnah. So on the third white line, machol akerem, Beit Shammai omrim, sheshesre amot. Beit Shammai holds it has to be 16 amot. Again, according to Beit Shammai, the planting area has to be 8 amot in width. Beit Hillel omrim, shneimisre amot. Beit Hillel holds 12 amot. Ve'ezuhi karachat akerem. What's the karachat akerem, which is the clearing in the middle? Kerem shacharevim saito, in the middle, there's a blank area, a cleared area, main sham sheshesre amot. According to Beit Hillel, lo yivi zera l'shama. Yusham sheshesre amot, notain lo k'dei vodotov v'zoreid amotar. So he can plant there. He says, ezuhi machola kerem, ben ar kerem legader. This is the part we need. What's the machola kerem? It means like the belt around the kerem. Machola is like when you're dancing, a circle. So there's a machola around the kerem. He says, sheim ein sham sheim mistrei ama. If there aren't 12 amot between the kerem and the wall, lo yavi zera l'sham. Hayusham shnei mistrei ama. If there were 12 amot, no tein lo k'dei avodato. He says, so then I have to just leave 4 amot to work the kerem. So the issue is, the basic idea is that Rava is posing to Abaye. Abaye is so shocked. How is it that the adding a mechitza ended with more yisurim? So he's saying, and Abaye makes this question even better, by a kerem, we see that if there's a wall here, so I need 12 amot in order to plant at all. I need 12 amot in order to plant. If there was no wall, I would just separate myself 4 amot and plant. So it comes out, and that's why the Brisa said if there are 11 amot, you can't plant because you don't have 12 amot. Working within the Shita of Beit Sham of Beit Hillel, it says 12 amot. So the Gemara says again on line, eighth wide line, Elahatam love Hainu Taima, he says, the whole Arba Amot Lagabi Kerem avoda to Kerem. In other words, he's gonna say there's not a din in the Chitzo, that's just a din in the practical din in the integrity of the wall. 4 amot I need for avoda to Kerem. I need to be able to take around all my tools and plows and things like that, take care of the Kerem. He says, excuse me, Dalet amot legabi kerem, avoda de kerem, legabi geder, and with reference to the wall, kemed lo mizdaran, avkuri mafkir lehu. So the person does not want to plant here because, as I said, he wants to leave this area vacant, the dalet amot near the wall, because he doesn't want to undermine the integrity of the wall by removing rocks and things like that. He says, de beni beni, so the middle part, yika arba chashivan vi lo chashivan. If there's dalet amot, so it has chashivas and it has like a separate identity. Otherwise, it doesn't have a separate identity. All right, let me just summarize again, and then we'll take some questions, comments, and thoughts. Okay, so again, I'm just sort of beginning. Let me go back. I just like to see everybody. Okay, so we had mentioned that, and welcome, Michael. So we had mentioned that Abaye. We had in yesterday's daf. We had the big field and the small field. A big field and a small field. So we said if the big field is planted with vineyard, with vines, so I can't plant the small field with greens, even if it's dalet amot away, because the vines give the whole chalos shem for the whole area. So it's like viewed as one big vineyard, and the small field is the petach, is the entranceway to the big field, which is where the vineyard is. So it comes out that because I have this setup. And again, like remember, one was larger, one was smaller, so it's like fenced off a little bit. So the Gemara learns like I'm having a mechitza, but I'm ending up with more prohibitions. So Abaye says that sounds so strange to have mechitza have more prohibitions. So then we asked some questions. The most recent question we asked against Abaye was from Rava. He says, what are you so shocked? The adding mechitza have more prohibitions. So by the vineyard, I have mechitza, I have more prohibitions by the vineyard. And that's what we saw over here, that when I have the wall, so now I need a 12 amma zone in order to be able to plant. If there's no wall, I just need 4 amma to plant. So I have a wall, I have more yisurim. So Abaye says that's not a kasha, that's not a din in mechitzot. A din in mechitzot means like legally we're saying a different zone. It's not a din in mechitzot. It's just a din because I'm afraid of like undermining the integrity of the wall. And that's why Chazal say I need this 12 amma strip. But it's not a din per se in mechitzot. Okay, who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far? Welcome, Ruth. Nice to have you. Okay.
What is the middle four amot for?
Want to plant, let's say you want to plant vegetables there. That's what the middle four is for. In other words, you want to plant other plants other than the vineyards. That's what the middle four is for.
You can't plant for 12 amot there.
Let's go back. So it means if he wants to plant here, he has a belt of 12 amot. If he wants to plant, he needs a belt of 12 amot.
Okay. He's
less than 12 amot, he can't plant there. That's what he's saying. So he needs 12 amot because 4 amot he needs to service the vineyards. 4 amot he needs like a belt to stay clear of the wall. And then if there's 4 amot in the middle, then there's a chashuv area of land that's distinct from the vineyard. If it's less than 4 amot, it's bakta elagabi the vineyard.
So he can plant in that 4 amot.
He can only plant there if he's got 12 amot or more. If he's got less than 12 amot, he can't plant there. Okay, everybody good? Okay, I'm going to move on then. All right. All right, let's see now. So we're around the 10th law, in the 10th very wide line on Sadi Gimel and Alf, 93A, the 10th very wide line downstairs, okay? So, all right, remember we had about like the big chatzer, the small chatzer. So now the Gemara takes up sort of, remember in the big chatzer predominates. Remember like if the woman was in the big chatzer and the gets in the small chatzer, she's megreshet because her presence is made, felt throughout. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Shlosh Karpifo, Zeh Betzad Zeh. So Rav Yehuda says, let's say I have 3 Karpifo, and let's get a picture up for this. Let me get a picture. Let me go back here. One second. All right, while it's coming down. All right. All right, this is a nice picture. Okay, so he's got three carpifold. Here's... one second. So it means like this. So there's this, let's say three people, here are the three people. They were traveling and they built partitions. So the partitions they're building, I think we had this, well, not we think, we had this early in the Masechta. They built either horizontal partitions or vertical partitions, which are more inferior partitions. So if they're one person, they can only carry up to Beit Satayim, 100 amot by 50 amot. If there are three people in one place, there are Shayara, and they can even have above Beit Satayim. Okay? So they travel, and they build three partitions. Here's partition A, partition B, partition C. And you see it's like a big chatzir, the small chatzir, the big chatzir, the small chatzir. So let's see back in the Gemara. So... the two chitzonim are walled in. Megupafin means they have like these little, where the aleph is. Megupafin, it's like closed in. He says, the middle one is not megupaf, so it's patuach to the larger ones. V'yachid bazeh, and then he is on the side, v'yachid bazeh. There's one person in each one of these, in each one of these karpifot. Nasa kishayara. So again, remember, when I'm in the big chatzer, it's just like the middle chatzer, the small chatzer is subsumed to the big chatzer. So when I'm in the big chatzer, it's like I'm also in the small chatzer. It's like the woman. Remember, she's in the big chatzer, the get's in the small chatzer, so the get was thrown into her rishus because her presence is manifest there as well. So this person is as if he's living or staying in the middle one, and this person as if he's staying in the middle one. So it's as if there are three people in the middle one. He says, so nasa kashayara, but only him called sarkan. So in this case, so the middle, at least the middle one, and there's a question whether all of them could be up to like the sky, in other words, above Beit Satayim. All right. Now the second case is going to be here. Okay, Vadai Imsai Megufaf. Now, let's say reverse. Let's say the middle one is Megufaf. The middle one is the larger one, and it has the four partitions. So it means the middle one now is as if he lives here and lives here on the two sides. Vadai Imsai Megufaf, Shai Machitson Mein Megufafin, V'yachid Bezeh, and here's Yachid Zeh. I don't know where the base is. V'yachid Zeh, V'yachid Bezeh. So in this case, I don't have three people. In other words, it's like the middle one is living here, and the middle one's living here, but that doesn't do anything. We need three people in the same place, so everybody only gets a Beit Satayim. And again, because they have these inferior mechitzot. Okay, now, let me just do five more lines, and then we'll summarize, and we'll take some questions, okay? So, Ibai Lehu, the question was asked in the Beis Medrash, Echad Bazeh, Echad Bazeh, Ushnaim Be'emtza Imahu. Let's say I have a different case. Also, it's the same layout as the middle. The big one is the big one. Here I have one person. Here I have two people in the middle and one on the left. So I have one, two, one. Now, again, the middle projects itself to the sides. But see, the tricky part is here it only projected to one. And here it only projected to one. Here it's projecting to two. So let's see what it's doing. He says, Mahu, ilahacha nafki, in other words, the two people in the middle, so if I view them as going here, so it comes out to be three. In other words, if their orientation is there, so they're projecting here, and the it's as if there are three people in the small chatzer here. And if they project here, it's as if there are three people in the chatzer there. But it's in the alternative. Do you know what I mean? In other words, there's two people in the middle. So where are they residing? Are they residing here, residing here, or residing in both places? So one way to look at it is I'll say both ways. He says, V'ilahachanafka tlatahavu, Odilma, or maybe I'll say like this, b'chad l'hacha nafik, b'chad l'hacha nafik. Or maybe I'll say it's a matter of halacha. I view one person as if he's living here. One person's living here, so I have two and two. I don't have anything there. So again, according to one side, so I would be able to enlarge each one of the side ones because I have three in each one. Two people in the middle, I can be the two people living here and two people living here. But the other way is maybe I can't divide two people that way, and maybe I divide one and one. And Rashi says that Mistama, aside from Hilchot Shabbos, they don't want to all be bunched up together. They'd rather be spaced out. So that's one way. Vimtim Salomar, Chalahacha Nafik, Bechalahacha Nafki, assuming arguendo that I would take the two people in the middle and say one goes here and one goes here, and then I don't have any special leniencies. Let's say I have two people, we'll call it Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. So the two outer ones are Aleph and Gimel. I have two in Aleph and two in Gimel. He says, one in the middle. He says, Mahu, here, this one person, wherever he, expresses his influence, there's going to be three. He's two people here, two people here. Either way, there's going to be three. O Dilma, Amar Lahachanafik, Amar Lahachanafik. Or maybe I say, look, I don't know where he's going. I don't know where he's exiting. So I don't know which one has got the three. So neither one has got the three. V'hilchata Bayan Lakula. The halacha is we're going to do it each way. Those two questions that we asked, we're going to do it leniently in both senses. So when we had two people here in the middle, so we're going to say that, the right and left could be enlarged. And if there are two people here and two people here, we'll say the right and left could be enlarged. Oh, where are these? I don't know where the color came from. Is that somebody else? Where did this color come from? Anybody know?
You don't have a pen in your hand?
No.
Looks like you do.
All right. So let's just summarize, and then we'll try to take some questions, okay? So the basic idea we learned that when I have two chatzerot, one is a larger chatzer, one's a smaller chatzer, the larger chatzer predominates over the smaller chatzer. The smaller chatzer is like a petach to the larger chatzer. So remember the example we had yesterday, if a woman's in a larger chatzer and somebody throws a get to the smaller chatzer, she's mugureshet because her presence is felt there. But if I flip it around the other way, then she's not mugureshet. So we had different dinim where, we need three people to expand out to Beit Satayim, beyond a Beit Satayim. But then the Gemara got into the issue when I have three chatzerot and one, the middle one is big and the other two are small. Or what was the last case for? Let me go back. What was it? The last case was the middle one was big and the other two were small. So the... So either let's say I have two people in the middle. So two people in the middle, they can be viewed as being in the right one, being in the left one. So if I view it that way, then the one on the right and the one on the left could even be more than Beit Satayim because I have three people there. On the other hand, maybe I can't say that they're going to go in both places. Maybe I would say like one goes here and one goes there. And then in the alternative, we said, what if I have two people in the right and two people in the left and one in the middle? So the one in the middle, whichever way he turns, he's got three people. But maybe I'll say, I don't know which way he's going to turn. So in those last two cases, we're going to be lenient and expand it out or say they can expand out, beyond Beit Satayim. And again, we're talking people who are traveling and they're building like these mechitzot that aren't such great mechitzot. They're either like parallel ropes or vertical poles. So it's just one without the other. So it's not such great mechitzot. So if there are three together, they can be beyond a Beit Satayim. Otherwise, limited to 100 amot by 50 amot. All right. Who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did just now?
And by the way, you touched the marker on the left side. So
who? I did or you did? Who did that?
No, you did. I don't have access to
so your... Where was the marker? It's on the screen?
No, yeah, like in the presentation... You see, you have a marker on the left side?
I don't see it in my screen. Let me see.
Wait. You don't see a ruler on the left side there?
I don't.
Don't worry. If you do that, it's not.
I would like to know how to do. Oh, annotate. Oh, I see. Oh, let me see. Oh, there it is. Look at this. Annotate.
So you can
draw.
Mark.
Oh, I saw this. Yes,
but don't worry about it. You can mark and then you say poof and it goes away. It's not that why you will never know you did it, okay?
Oh, I see. So I wasn't, but now I know how to, maybe I'll start playing around with that and I can start drawing and pointing.
Yeah, you
out.
Can make a circle if somebody doesn't understand what you're talking about. You can make a circle.
That's helpful to
know.
And then
you can erase it. Okay?
All right. Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far?
Yeah, what happens to the third chatzer when the two join each other?
Okay, let's go back.
Let's say the middle one and the left one
join. It's not so much they're not joining each other here.
I know. Well, he walks
in other words,
over
we have three chatzerot. The question is, do we have a heter to expand it out beyond a Beit Satayim? That's
right.
The question.
Okay.
So if there are three people who are residing
in one of these
karpifot, they can expand it out beyond. So do we view it as if there are three people in one or more of the karpifot? That's the question. So there is a question in halacha, is it just the one that they occupy, that's the one that's expanded out, or all get to be expanded out? And that's a din in the poskim. But certainly the one that they occupy, certainly that one could be expanded out, or the ones that they occupy could be expanded out. All right.
So if you say it's the whole thing that gets expanded, can the third guy also use the whole thing play?
If the whole thing is expanded, it means that there are three people. So then everybody could use it, right? Because then it's licitly that it's expanded, and then everybody can use it, right? All right, all right, all right. So I'm going to move on now. All right, I just like seeing everybody when I go on. All right, I must say this is a very difficult Gemara today. It took a long time to prepare, and
it's all very difficult.
But but we're all getting through it kind of in a hara because we're all pulling each other through it. And by Thursday, we're going to be in a new parak, Amir Seshem, which is a Motzei Tefillin. I can't say it's like easygoing, but it's a different pace. Okay, so now we're on the bottom line on Sadi Gimel Manal, 93A, the bottom line. Everybody with me? Okay, so Amrav Chista, now turn page. Gidur Chamisha, Mechitza Chamisha, Emet Starfin, Ache Okulu B'Gidur Okulu B'Mechitza. So let me get picture book back out again. Okay, so here he's got a chatzer, and it's raised up in a mound, and the mound is five amot in height, and then it's built up with, like, here he's got brickwork, whatever, partition, five amot, or it's five tefachim. I made a mistake. I'm sorry, it should be five tefachim. I made a mistake, five tefachim. So it's built up five tefachim and five tefachim. So b'sach hakol, it's ten tefachim. Ten tefachim is the minimum shear for a partition. So gidur chamisha, mechitza chamisha, aim it's tarfin. So Rav Chisa says those two are not mitztaref. Ad she okulu begidur, either it's all one big mound, he says, okulu b'mechitza, or one partition. Let me see if he's got another picture on this side of the equation. Let me see here. Go on, Sam. All right. I don't know if you can see this so clearly here. You see the chatzer? Here's five tefachim raised and five tefachim built up around. Everybody see that? Five tefachim and five tefachim. And here's this picture, you know, five tefachim and five tefachim. Okay? So he says, so Rav Chisa says that's not a good mechitza. And Rav Chisa says I have to be able to look over and see, like if it's built up a mound, then it's good, or it's a raised partition, but not both. Now, we don't hold this halacha, but this is the way Rav Chisa says. Okay, so on the third line, Meitvei, on this we ask Kasha against Rav Chisa from the following Braisa. The Braisa says, Shtei chatzerot zu lamala mizu. If I have two chatzerot and one is higher than the other one, let me see, do I have two chatzerot? Yeah, okay. Shtei chatzerot zu lamala mizu. If the upper one is 10 tefachim higher than the lower one, he says, and here's the key, O sheishba gidur chamisha umechitza chamisha, or it has a gidur of chamisha. In other words, here you see in the picture, this should be right. Here's like the mound, in other words, the earth, it goes up five tefachim, and the partition goes up 5 tefachim. From the chatzir tachtona, it looks like a wall 10 tefachim high. From the yona, it just looks like 5 tefachim. He says, ma'arvin shnayim ve'im arvin achad. So they have to make separate eruvei chatzerot, because there's a wall between them. He says, pachot mikan, if it's less than that, ma'arvin achad ve'im arvin shnayim. If it's less than that, then they have to get together and make the eruv, because both chatzerot are open up to one another. So that's a kasha, obviously, against Rav Chisda, right? Again, Rav Chisda says that if it's, you know, 5 tefachim gidud and 5 tefachim partition, that's not a good machitza. And here, the Braisa says, if it's like that, it is a good machitza, and they have to have separate eruvei chatzerot, right? So, back in the Gemara on line 5 or 6, so Amarava is corrected. Amarava, Motor Rav Chisda betachtona huil v'roa p'nei asara. So Rava says Rav Chisda will concede that vis-a-vis the tachtona is looking at a wall that's 10 tefachim high. So Rav Chisda will say that from the perspective of tachtona, yeah, there's a wall 10 tefachim high in achinami, that's a good machitza. So he says, motor of chisda betachtona huil v'roa p'nei asara. So it means that when the braisa, according to Rav Chisda, when it says the braisa is you have to do separately, he's talking about the tachtona. So ihachi, if that's the pshat, so that's the pshat we want to say in the braisa in order to defend Rav Chisda. So ihachi, if that's the pshat, tachtona terav shnayim v'lo tarev echad. So the braisa should say that the lower chatzer should be tarev shnayim, means two eruvei chatzerot, means each one by themselves. It means that the tachtona has its own eruvei chatzerot. He says, velo ta'arev echad. It can't make an eruvei chatzerot with the other one because there's a wall in between. El yona, but it should say the el yona, the upper one, lo ta'arev lo echad velo shnayim. The upper one can't make an eruv together with the tachtona because there's no opening between the two of them. And it can't do it shnayim because there's not, from its perspective, there's not an adequate partition between the both of them. So again, so we're trying to defend Rav Chisda, and we gave a pshat in the braisa, but the pshat is running into problems. So let me just pause for a second, make sure everybody's here. Okay. Is everybody okay so far? Any questions what we did so far? All right.
Let's just say you wanted to make sure everyone is here. We're here.
All right. Let's see now. All right, let me go further. So the Gemara says, "I'm a Rabba Bar Ula." So Rabba Bar Ula says he's revising our understanding of the Braisa. "I'm a Rabba Ula." When the Braisa said that you have Gidur Chamisha and Mechitza Chamisha, the Gemara is going to say that it means an entranceway in the middle. In other words, that there's a mound of 5 tefachim. Here's the mound of 5 tefachim. Then above that, there's a wall of 10 tefachim. So from down here, it's 15 tefachim. From up here, it's 10 tefachim. Those are good partitions. But in the middle, there's like an entranceway, which is less than 10 amot across, which is just 10 tefachim from here. But on the other side, it's only 5 tefachim. So let's take a look. So Amar Rabbar Ula, Gon Shaita El Yona Megufefet Ad Eser Amot. The El Yona was, you know, covered with walls up until 10 amot. So when it's, so again, so when it says, so when the Braisa says that, ma'arvin shnayim ve'im arvin achad, that in this instance, they have to do separate eruvei chatzerot. They have to do a separate eruvei chatzerot, because the lower one doesn't have any ingress and egress to the upper one. So they have to do separately. And in Achinami, the upper one also has a machitza, and the lower one also has machitzot. He says, ihachi ema seifa. So if that's the pshat, let's go to the last line in the braisa and see if we can make our way through that. Pachot mikan ma'arvin achad ve'ema arvin shnayim. So it says pachot mikan, and again, we think we're talking about this middle area in the middle. So the middle, this is like an entranceway. It's less than 10 amot across. So if it's less than that would be like less than 10 tefachim. So it says ma'arvin achad ve'ema'arvin shnayim. So they only have to do it together. But if it's true, if this is the fact pattern, they have a choice still. Yibay achad ta'arev, yibay atrei ta'arev. In other words, this is just an opening. This is a petach here. So if this is less than 10 tefachim high, So then there's an opening between the two of them, right? Then we view it that there's like a doorway between both of them, but this one has got, could do it separately. This one could do separately. And that's not what the Braisa says. So Amarabba, so Rabba again revises our understanding of the Braisa. Amarabba, Bere de Rabba, going Shinifritza Tachtona Bemulula Le Elyona. He says the case is like this, that the Tachtona is totally, doesn't have walls on the side. It only has this barrier with the Elyona. The Elyona has got, you know, four walls and here, but the Tachtona only has this. He says, so the Tachtona, once it becomes less than 10 tefachim here, now the Tachtona, that's what it means. So Pachot mikan ma'ar ben achad ve'im ar ben shtayim. So the Tachtona, once it's less than 10 tefachim here, the Tachtona only has the option of making an Eruv with the whole thing together, or else not at all. And that's what the Braisa says. He says, Ihachi, if that's the case, Tachtona cha ta'arev, trelo ta'arev. He says the Tachtona can only do an Eruv altogether. But Elyona, Ibaya tre ta'arev, Ibaya cha ta'arev. The Elyona could do either way. It could by itself or with the Tachtona. So the Gemara says, Inachinami, that's 100% correct. B'chi katani pachot mikan marvin chad, main marvin shnayim. When the Braisa says, if it's less than that, you do one big Eruv, not two, a tachtona, on the tachtona. All right, let's just summarize again as best we can, and then we'll try to take some questions, okay? So the basic idea is that Rav Chisda says that if I have gidud, gidud is where there's a mound, it's built up, and then I have a mechitza, so those two are not mitztaref. The two are not mitztaref. So we had a Braisa, and the Braisa seemed to say they were mitztaref. And anyway, so we went through different ukimtas, and all right, let me just see. Who are you? Who's got questions, comments, or thoughts, anything we did so far? The basic idea is that Rav Chisda says that if I have gidud of chamisha tefachim and a mechitza of five tefachim, they're not mitztaref. Those two are not mitztaref together, and we were able to defend Rav Chisda from difficulties in the Braisa. That's the simplest hesber with this. All right. Let me do further now. All right. Let's take a look further. All right, we're up to Darish Mareimar. We're like 15 lines from the bottom of the column. Okay, near the asterisk. Okay, Darish Mareimar, Gidud Chamisha, Mechitza Chamisha, Mitztarfin. So Mareimar, he taught differently. He taught the opposite of Rav Chisda. He says, if you have Gidud, if it's built up a mound, five Tfachim, and then a partition, five Tfachim, those two Mitztaref, and they can combine together to create a partition. Ashke Ravina Ravacha Bere de Rabo, Amarle Tani Mar Midi B'Mechitza. Did you teach anything about a mechitza with this halacha? Amarle lo. The Hilchata, and here's the key line, Gidud Chamisha Mechitza Chamisha Mitztarfin, that it is Gidud and Mechitza that's Mitztarif. Okay, that's that piece. All right. By Rav Oshia, this is a different issue now. By Rav Oshia, Diurin Haba'im B'Shabbat Ma'u She'yasru. So Diurin means like residents that come on Shabbos, but it means is, let's say I have two chatzerot, and they each make their own eruv for for Shabbos. Let's see if we have anything here. Not exactly, but all right. So I have two chatzerot, and they each make their own eruv chatzer for Shabbos, and between them there's a wall. And let's say the wall comes down on Shabbos. That wall comes down on Shabbos. So what happens to, are they allowed to carry now or not allowed to carry? What's their situation? So let's take a look back in the Gemara. By Rav Oshia, Diurin Haba'im B'Shabbat Mahu She'yasru, Amar Rav Chisda Tashma. So Rav Chisda says we could deduce the answer to this question from our Mishnah, the Mishnah we did the other night. Chatzer Gedola Shenifritza L'Katana. I have a big chatzer that's opened up to a katana. Hagedola Muteret, the Gedola is Muteret. Remember, that was where they want to take from their homes, Kalim into the Chatzer, that's permissible. Baktana Asura, Vnehishi Kipitchashal Gedola. The Ktana is prohibited because the Ktana is like the Petach of the Gedola, and they can't carry there anymore. So we think that this even takes place if the partition between them broke on Shabbos. Amarabba, Aim more mibod yom nifritza. So Rabbi says the Mishnah could be talking about where the partition broke down on Friday afternoon. Amalei Abaye, lo temamar amar, don't say maybe, elavadai modium nifritza, certainly if it broke down during the day, the hamar hu da amar, because you yourself, Rabbi, said, by me name Rav Huna, I asked Rav Huna, ubai me name Rav Yehuda, I asked Rav Yehuda, irev derech hapetach, if a person made an eruv with another chatzer through a petach, through an entranceway, benistam a petach, and then on Shabbos, the petach got sealed up. Irev derech halon, where he made an eruv through the chalon with another chatzer, benistam a chalon, and then on Shabbos, the chalon got, you know, blocked off. Mahu va'amar li, and you said to me, Shabbat kevin shehutra hutra. Once it's mutar, it's mutar. So again, he's saying like this: so if I have an eruv chatzer, here it's an eruv chatzerot. It means there are partitions on all, you know, the perimeter of it. It's definitely rishus yakid on a deraisa level, but like the ukimta to be able to carry from one chatzer to another chatzer, or through the chalon got blocked off. But can I still carry? One second. Yeah, can I still carry from one chatzer to the other for the remainder of Shabbos? So you'll pass things either over the wall or through the holes in the wall. But can I still do that on Shabbos? And you said Shabbos kevin shehutra hutra. Once it became mutar at the beginning of Shabbos is mutar for the rest of Shabbos. So don't equate this with our Eruv. Our Eruv comes down on Shabbos, you can't carry. But it means that here there's a partition around both Chatzerot, but the heter with the doorway or the window, that got closed off. And that was the basis for the heter for the Eruv Chatzerot between both of them. And it became, and the heter continues on. So he wants to say that if the wall, he wants to say in the same way, if the wall breaks down between the two chatzerot, he wants to say that everybody can still continue to carry in their chatzer. All right, let me just do a few more lines, then I'll pause and we'll take some questions, okay? So three lines from the bottom. Itmar, kotel shbein shtei chatzerot shenafal. If a wall between two chatzerot fell down, so it means chatzer aleph and chatzer beis, they each made an eruve chatzerot on Shabbat. They each made an eruve chatzerot. Remember that we had the Reb Shimon says I'm allowed to carry from chatzer to chatzer, but Rav says it's only if you didn't make an eruve chatzerot. You made an eruve chatzerot, you can't carry from chatzer to chatzer because we're afraid you're going to take kelim that were in the house on beforehand. So Idmar, Kotel Shemin Shtei Chatzer Shanafal. The Kotel came down. Chatzer Alz Mein Nei Rubi Chatzer before Shabbos. Chatzer Beis Mein Nei Rubi Chatzer before Shabbos. Rav Amar, Eima Tatlinbo Ela Ba'ar Ba'amot. Rav says, now I can only carry in each Chatzer up to Dalet Amot. According to Rav, I can only carry in each Chatzer up to Dalet Amot. And the idea is, one second. Right. He says everything can only be carried up to Dalet Amot. So he says, right. Yeah, so all the kelim are limited. He says, Ushmul Amar, Shmuel says, Zemetaltel ad ikar machitza, but Zemetaltel ad ikar machitza. Shmuel holds that everybody can carry up until where the wall was, up until the base of the wall. And even from the houses into the chatzer, you could do it that way. So, all right, so let's take a look. So he says, Vahad de Rav la beferish Itmar. So this holding of Rav was not said explicitly, El Mechlala Itmar. It was deduced from an incident. The Rav Shmuel habu yafei behu chatzer. Rav and Shmuel were sitting in a certain chatzer. Nafal guda de beni beni. The wall between the two chatzer collapsed on Shabbos. Amar lehu Shmuel. Shmuel said to the people who were there, Shkul glima negiduba. Take like this garment and hang it up. Now it comes out the garment and he hang it up. He wasn't hanging where the wall was, but where the wall previously had been. So it comes out he just wanted to hang the garment. He wanted some privacy, not that he needed to hang up the garment for carrying purposes. Adrina Rav la ape. So Rav, he turns his face away. He was not pleased with what Shmuel was doing. So he says, right. So he felt that it was wrong to even carry the garment. So Amar Luhu Shmuel, so Shmuel said to them, Ikapid Abba, if Abba means if Rab is Makpid, Shkula Hemyani Bekitruba, like even take his belt and tie the garment with it. In other words, I don't know, they said the Mitzifta was like the Bedihuta. So the Gemara says, Shmuel Namaliha, why does he even require the garment? So he says, Shmuel holds everybody can carry to where the wall was. Why does he have to put up this garment? Shmuel just wanted the garment for like from privacy purposes, not for carrying purposes. The Rab isfirle da asir, but Rab, if he holds this, not allowed to be carried. Lemalei, so you should say, I don't think you're allowed to carry. So the Gemara says, Atrei de Shmuel Hava. That was like the neighborhood where Shmuel held sway. He was the rabbi there. Ihachi mai taima adrinu la'ape. So why did Rab turn his face away? Lo neimru kishmuel k'sirilei v'hadar be'mishmaita. They didn't want to say that Rab really agrees with Shmuel. So he wanted to make clear that he didn't agree with that, but he it was where Shmuel held sway. So let me just go over again. So with the two chatzer, with the wall that fell down, so again, Rav, again, each one made their own Eruve Chatzerot. So Rav holds that you're not allowed to carry from Chatzer to Chatzer, but in the Chatzer I could carry. But then once the wall comes down, then Rav holds, I'm only limited to carrying Dalet Amod. He says, one second. So everything is limited to Dalet Amot. In other words, because we're afraid that things are going to get transferred from one to the other. So I'm limited to Dalet Amot. And Shmuel says you can even carry things from the house to the chatzir before the wall collapsed. But Shmuel holds that so chatzir utensils can always be carried from chatzir to chatzir, whether a wall separates them or not. So he holds they can carry in the whole chatzir. All right, that's all I have for this. Anyway, any questions, comments, or thoughts? All right. Let me end the recording here. One second.
I have one question.
Yeah,
so do
question.
I.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm trying to understand. I heard all the prohibitions where you can carry from the large courtyard to the small one, but not vice versa. Under what circumstance could someone in the small courtyard go into the big courtyard?
Yeah.
What would have to happen?
Yeah. Going to the big courtyard is not the big problem. You mean carrying something into the big courtyard.
Correct.
So there were a lot of different fact patterns, but if they make an Eruv together, then they'd be able to.
That's like the best way to do it.
Yeah, that's right. All right. And who had the other question?
Yeah, I was just wondering about the composition of a wall that could collapse. Is it a wooden wall? What does this mean?
Yeah, I don't know how to answer that question. I don't know. Apparently it did happen. You can imagine not such good instructions. I don't know what the wall was made of.
Could be a hurricane.
All right. Okay. All right. I'm going to stop the recording now.